phone there, so.
This is the time. You've got a whole audience out there, millions waiting for you.
Yep, you're on the air.
Look, the Heilige
Halacha Beis, her Rishon of Kilat. Says the Mishnah, Hakishut v'hamalafafon enan kilayim zemizeh. Squash and malafafon, hamalafon in those days did not mean what we call malafafon cucumbers. They meant what we would say, something close to what we would call milon. Which in those days was like the type of abatiyah, basically. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are kilayim. And we'll say this is strange because they seem to be very unrelated species. Chazeret. Now here we're going to have our list of twos, which we said like zugot, if we hold that the parish is talking about zugot. And in this particular case, we're going to be listing species which have a cultivated variety and have a wild variety. So we have Chazeret and Chazeret Galim. We have, of course, Chazeret doesn't mean horseradish the way it got crumbed up because of the minhag of the eating for more, eating Chazeret is horseradish, so this nonsense Chazeret became a horseradish in Hebrew. Chazeret simply means what we call Chasa today. And the Olshin, Valshe Sada, chicory, and wild chicory, Akrishin, Akrishe Sada, Kuzbar, and Kuzbar Sada, Chardal, the Chardal Mitri, the Lot Mitri, Varamuta, which is a type of sour Lot, the Tol Hamitri, Vachalu, Einam Kilayim Zemizeh. We'll see Chalub here does not refer to the Chalub tree, of course. It refers to a type of bean that is called the Chalub because it's very dried out and it has a pod similar to the Chalub. That's a big help. I can tell from that. Umra Yerim Bar Menashe. Is this something you know, by the way? You're familiar with it? Huh?
That's good.
Okay. Almut Yunibar Menashe. The Rei Chachamim, but the Chachamim are saying over here about Tishus and Malafon, even though they seem unrelated, it's because you find that sometimes Adam Notel Ma'achat Mipitpar Shal Tishut V'Notah V'Naseit Avatiyah. And Adam Notel Ma'achat Mipitpar Shal Avatiyah V'Notah V'Naseit Malafon. There seems to be some type of strange vector in these plants in which they go from one generation to another generation expressing different varieties of their genes. Because you could take sometimes a seed from the top of a tishut and plant it and it becomes a melon, and sometimes you could take something from a melon and it grows into a malafafon melon, not again a cucumber melon. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, yes, but that's because he grow kalayim, you see. The point over here is that these minim, this malafafon, was started in the beginning by combining various species, as a result of which we sometimes find the expression of one set of genes and sometimes the expression of another. Because if you would go ahead and take a ma'akat mitzitman shal avatiyah and a ma'akat mitzitman shal tapuach, if you stick them together, you could take now a seed from a melon and a seed from an apple, mix them genetically, and they become kilayim. As a matter of fact, that's why in Greek, says Rabbi Yehuda, the malafafon is called the malafafon. It means the multi-phone. So it's the type of pon that was made from multi-genes, and that's why they call it that. It's a multi-phone. Hatishut
va'avatiyah.
It was originally kilayim, and that's why you see it, but it's not, that doesn't mean it's one mean.
It came from two previous
things that were related to the tishut and the avatiyah.
Like
right, and therefore it is kilayim, because when something is kilayim, it can't be mixed with one side of its own gene. It can only be mixed with both. And therefore I say it is kilayim. Your raya that it's not kilayim is my raya that is kilayim. You can't take a seed from one thing and have it grow another thing. It's because it was initially mixed. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold directly about the kishut and the avatiyah, by the way? I mean, he says that it's the malafon that is related to the kishut and the avatiyah. But how about the kishut and avatiyah itself? What is that, actually? Well, The Kisha Dinava Tiach, we can learn from the following, Yashmina Menada. Hakishuin, the Avatichin, the Hamalapa Fonot, Enam Kilayim, Zemizan, Reb Yudah, and Kilayim, you see. So we have the same question about all three of these meanings that are interrelated over here, these various melon squash kind of things. I think we actually have in English, they have a squash melon, right? Or a melon squash. One of those squash varieties. That looks, yeah, I'm not going to say because my kids like to buy it a lot. It was very popular for a while, which they were. Mamish looks like a melon, very sweet, very soft, and so on. So these three things, kishun avatichin and malacha fonot, are not kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda says they are kilayim, which seems to say that in response to your question, that a kishut, which is the singular of kishurim, and the avatiyah for also kilayim, because Rabbi Yehuda says kilayim, mashmal kriya kilayim. No, wait a second, you're reading that wrong. No maha kishurim v'la malacha fon. And an avatiyah from an avatiyah is not kalayim zemizah. You're not reading right now. All that you could say is that the kishu'in and the avatichin are not kalayim with the malapaphon. No, it's not saying anything about kishu'in and avatichin with each other. So it's saying avatiyah is not, nor is kishu'in is not kalayim with malapaphon. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it is kalayim. But the question of Kishus and Avatiyah, that still stands. True, that still stands, and we leave it at this point. Chazeret v'chazeret galim. Now here we're gonna embark on some rather unproductive name calling, because we're not familiar with these meaning anyway. So what exactly is chazeret galim? Says Rabbi Hananya, it's chased the Ibrim, it's wild lettuce, it should say, not chasadigorin. That's the type of chasidus. Shimon Brader of Avi Omar Antukin, it's maybe Antioch lettuce. Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Bon Omar Yasi Chali. It's called Yasi Chali, not Yasi Chali. Oshin, now Oshin are truximin, and again we call it chicory, it's a little close. Oshin Hasada is a type of wild chicory called Oshin. Kratin is called Kartei Sadeh, which we call leek. Kratin is great. Kartei Sadeh is kapalot. The lot mitzrit, now the Mishnah seems to be going according to Rabbi Nechemia. It should say the pony. Rabbi Nechemia says in a braita, the lot aramit, he's the lot mitzrit, kilayim im hayivanit, and kilayim im haramot. The Ramosa, the Rabbi Hanina, is a better bitter, it's a bitter galat, to mean galat maraz, it's like a pumpkin that is impossible to eat unless it is roasted for a long time. You leave it in a campfire and sits there in the hot cold, and finally you get roasted pumpkin. The charuv, a charuv, of course, is not the tree. Amr of Yonah is actually to mean whole mitzri, palsihu, ukitsitsoi, daniel charuva. Now, it's like a whole mitzri, it's very dried out, and its pods are shaped like the pods of a charuv tree, so we call it after the shame of the charuv fruit. But we're dealing here with veggies. Halacha gimel, halepet v'anachut, hakruv v'atruvator, Hatradim v'la'umim, enam kilayim zebezah. And here too we have various meaning with wild meaning that are similar to them. None of them are kilayim, so we have different kinds of lefet and snon. Enough is actually type of snon. You can go turnips and radishes in our terms, and various types of, kruv, which, well, the Belgian groove, and the different types of groovy. Teret and Lu'unim are different types of beets. Enam kilayim zebezah. And Rabbi Akiva adds, the same thing is true of shum and shumanit, batsal and salsol, tumas and plusvos. None of these things are kilayim zebezah. Just to get back into the name calling mode, says the Gemara, halepet, this ought to read, vanafut is nafut. Hakruv and the truvator. A truvator is a kruv datut. It's a very thin and dry type of kruv. Shradim and Le'unim, they're called Mu'uyan, which is a sort of a sickly kind of beet. And Hosi, Rabbi Akiva, Shum, Shumanit, Shumanit is what we call Tumnita, which is exactly what, because Shum is Tumna, so Shumanit is Tumnita, it's actually just a uni-Aramaic variation on the little Shum, so to speak. So the wild Shum has tiny seeds that are not as developed as the domesticated Shum. Habatzal and the Batzal refers to Palagula. Turmus, which we in English we call lupine. Lapuslus refers to Parmua. These things are all basically the same, except that one is wild and dried. Enum kilayim zebizet. Now when it comes
to
Halacha Dalet, says the Mishnah, but when it comes to trees, the Ilan, we've got similar trees like the Agassim and the Kustamelon. The Prishin and the Azardin, these are not Kilayim Zebizet. The Tapuach and the Chazrar, which is like a crab apple. Sarsakim and Shkedin, Shizitin and Rimin. Rimin are not Rimonim, by the way, as we saw before. They're a very dry, small fruit. Apopish and Domin Zebizet, they may look like each other. Nonetheless, they're Kilayim Zebizet. And Gemara is going to talk about this for the first time. We're going to try to get into some of the qualities that we look at in determining the species. Prishin, says Rabiona, that refers to asparagine. The reason that you call them Prishin, lama nikushman Prishin, she'en lecham min ilan, parish l'kdera, ela min zerbo. I know they call it today quince, I think, Prishin, right? But anyway, you need these things to be baked, and therefore they're called porish, means you have to be mafish them to the oven right away, otherwise forget about eating them. Shalman Bar Levi, the brother of Zavdi Bar Levi, quotes with Yoshua Bar Levi as saying they're all zugot, just like the Levi's themselves over here, so that the Mishnayot here shall be read two by two, even the parts of the Ilanot. So now we already saw the machlokas about when it comes to the vegetables, are they all groups of two? Or are they all the same? But we didn't talk about the din of the trees. He's talking about the trees. The trees are also zugot. Whereas Rav says, no, they're all min echad. This is very interesting because before we had the Rav saying the opposite. The other member, we took about the two elements of Rav. So even though he said before, when Rav says, Rav quoted Rav saying, kula pirka is zuga. That means kula pirka of yirakot, not kula pirka of anything else, which includes trees and animals and so on. Those are not necessarily zuga zuga. Ravomer, therefore, over here, when it comes to the trees, it's a list. Kula min echad. Matnitin, now the Grot changes this to nisayei al rav. The Bryce approves Rav's contention that they must be all one species. Because the Mishnah, the Bryce says something ridiculous. If you learn that it's set, the Tani af habichayim. So the Bryce says you have to add to the list bichayim. You can't add to a list of twos bichayim, obviously. So obviously, there's no. We'll just have one list. We're going to add to the list. Hated Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Bun. Well, but it also says af harugayim. Right, so I mean, maybe that those the two, the Bachim and the Rugayim. So that doesn't necessarily prove anything. Maybe those are the two that are being added. Others learn Hatib, meaning why don't you bring a raya from this too? Now what happened was Bishukei Shal Tziporim, how you Martivin Kustamelim Al Gavi Agas. They were the Shukim in Tzipori, of course, was a wild place where the Romans would buy also, and it was. They had all the latest fruits. So they were actually being martyred, Agassim, and Kustamelon. It says in our Mishnah, Enam Kilayim Zebizet, so they thought that was okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ra'am Tam Mirachad. Now, unfortunately for the people in Tzipori, there were a lot of frumis there because they had the yeshiva there. And some Talmud comes along and says, oh, you can't do that. I sure not them. Oh, who would have got the phone? So they cut down their trees after all this investment. Then when they came to Yavne and they said, so what? The guy that you had the misfortune of being damaged by, he must be Mitalmide Bechamai. We certainly don't hold it. It's mutter.
We know that growing them together, the question is whether we're talking about growing them together or now actually grafting them together.
No, it's the same thing. We're grafting them. We shook a shit to your marquee there. And they held that they were two different meaning. Okay, so the halakha is, however, that they're not kilayim, as our mishnah says, but apparently there was a sheet of Beit Shammai that said that they were kilayim, and of course we know there was a lot of competition between Talmud Beit Shammai and Hillel, so that it wasn't unusual for a Talmud to go out and say, what? You know, this is kilayim. It's like anything with a Zemakotis, right? It's not even Jewish.
He went to God and either right before or right after the Gospel for this fellow sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Now, lo amar alakus temelin al gabe agat. Now you notice that in Yavno they concentrated on the case and they said kus temelin and agatim, you can be marked one or the other. But I mean, the mashma'ut was that when it comes to agat, let's say on the other cases that we have over here, so that we wouldn't have said on agat on the, let's say, the chazra, which is mentioned later on in the Mishnah, right? We have a tapuach v'chazra and so on. So you wouldn't be able to be marking net the tchum aliyah. Are you marking tapuach agave kizra? Now, the Armish says that tapuach v'chizra apokishadomim zelazah are kilayim zelazah. The people in tchum aliyah assume that because they look like each other, that they are not kilayim zelazah. They were marking, in fact, tapuachim v'chizrari who bought al minachad. No, you can't do that. So they cut down the trees. Ubo v'shalo v'yavne. They came and asked what the din is in Yavne, and they said, "Yafa mahatami." That is correct. But I mean, you could say the same thing over there. I mean, lo amru el tapuach or gabek Israel. But you could say, well, but would it be maksa that an agas and a Israel would be okay? Agas a Israel gabek agas lo. No. Might have you, never used it. The best thing relates to the case in front of them. They're not coming to tell you any kind of global law. It's just you ask the Shaila, that's the answer that you get. You can't bring a riot from what they tell you on an Uzda, what the din is. Now, a goy, she achieved a goes agabe afasek. Hapopisha Amy's earlier, Shaila Sotkin. A Jew cannot go ahead with a chila and make and it goes cross, and it goes with a farsake. Well, it's assuming that we'll see that that's not necessarily what the afarsake is, but in any event, a Jew could then take a yichur from that tree, which is now the result of kilayim, he could go and plant that somewhere else.
It can't be marketed,
but you can use, there's no Isser Hanoah. And you can go ahead and use kilayim trees, which of course we do all the time. There's no problem with eating those kilayim minim or planting those kilayim minim. So that's mutter even with chachila. So the yichur, even though we saw before that they went and cut down the trees, those were the initial trees that had been grafted. But a yichur for the tree that had been grafted is not awesome. Now, not nafak, man, not that you're asking, but not that you're telling me the story, by the way. Does it taste good? Right. What's the thing that comes from crossing these two things? Well, what's nafik mibinehen is kedera parskia. It's a, I don't know, whatever. Now, yirtiv karib, the trading, agave yarboz, another gear, huh? Or agave.com, apopisha inyitrol or ashay lasot, okay? Notel heimenu zera, vorez mazareva mokom akher. Now, when it comes to vegetables, and the same thing is true. You can take a seed from a kilayim, and you can go ahead and plant it somewhere else. What comes from that, by the way? Kurbi labnun. Zargun v'lefet. What comes from that? Mamatik banan. Oh, those are pitras. But they're filled with silicon, so you don't want to eat that. Luzin and botnin. What do you get out of that? You get pitzakmin. And how about Zaytim and Rimin? What do you get out of that? Shizifim. It certainly doesn't sound like our Shizifim, does it?
It's
a
highly
Gahala.
It's similar to what we have in the kind of melons, cucumbers,
Either with mitzrit or remuta, even though we have seen before these things are mentioned in various lists, but with each other they would be kelayim. Omar, Rabbi Yonatan, yesh mehen shehilku ha'apri. There are times when we're saying that they're kelayim that we go according to the shape of the fruit. Yesh mehen shehilku ha'aralim. There are times in which we define the meaning as being different, even though the peros seem to be the same, but the leaves look different. Lepet and snow. Over there, the leaves are the same, the tree looks different. Lepet v'anafut, the peros look the same, but the alim looks different. Oh, what are you going to say about the snow and the nafut? The snow and the nafut, the fruit look the same, and the leaves look the same. And you're saying that they are Gilayim. You're claiming that it's Gilayim. The third criterion that wasn't mentioned, which is the taste. Taste is very different between the stone and the nafus. And that too is an indication of it being different species. I think we can hold it a bit. Yeah. I don't know.